Again. Okay, so today's daf is Daf Yudalid. I think we're on Daf Yudalid, but just to go back to a couple lines to get back into the flow. So the Gemara was trying to figure out what was the source behind Mamach Lashon. Okay, Mamach Lashon was sort of this transaction. We have the person who owes the chov, the person who's the chov is belonged to, the third party, and in front of all three, you said instead of paying me back, you give it to him. Basically, you transfer a debt. You sell the loan. So what's the source? So we said the last two words on Amud Beis is the Amar of Ashi. So Rav Ashi says, Bahahu, right, El Amar of Ashi, Bahahu Hana, Bahi Hana, the Kamishtani Le bin Milvu Yishana, Le Milvu Kadosho, Gamri Shabi. Now say, the guy, the person is gonna, the lender, the credit, the debtor, with the Hana now that his loan is now fresh, and therefore he probably has a longer time period to pay, he's gonna be mishabing himself to the new creditor. So the Gemara says, Amale Ravuna Mar Bereder of Nechemila Ravashi, El Miyata, if that's the case, is the whole reason is because potentially now by transferring the loan to a new creditor, the debtor will have more time to pay. What about if it's transferred to the Kigon the Honey de Bebar El Yashiv, the Kapsti Vishalkil Alter? These guys didn't wait. They got a loan, they went to collect it right away. So there's no Hanoah there. So then for some people it's Hanoah. If you transfer to person A, it becomes Hanoah. If you transfer the loan to creditor B, it's not a Hanoah. Right? Hakunam de Lokanu. Do you say in that case that there's no Kinyan? Mamach Lashon would not work in that case because you don't get the Hanoah. So therefore the debtor is not Machneh to them. Bechitema Hakunam. You say, yeah, Ein Hakunam. It depends on who the creditor is. You know, you go one case yes, one case no. Mar says you can't do that. In Cain, Nasato devarecha lishiurin. Takanas Lachamim is a blanket rule. It's not going to say it applies in this case, doesn't apply in that case. You have to figure out whether the creditor is tough, the creditor is not tough. That can't be the reason why it works. Ella Amar Marzutra Hani Tlas Mili Shavin Rabbanik Yehilchus Avlo Taima. These are three things. There are three things that the Chachamim made takanas that made it. I will just say the words Hilchus Avlo Taima, which literally means halacha without any reason. And Chadaha, one is this case. Let's just read what the other two cases are and then go back to discuss it a little bit. Chadaha, the first of the three dinim that is Hilchus Avlo Taima is Mamach Lashon. There's no time why it works. So Rashi says Hilchus Avlo Taima, right, the second short line, Ki'ilu Kabbalah Moshe Halacha Misinai. Shane Tzarech L'Seis Botam. It's like Halacha Moshe Misinai. There's no reason for it. Tosfos is going to say, right, no. There's definitely a reason why they made this Taskanas. The issue is going to be the mechanism of how it works. That's going to be the problem. Let's read the other two, and then we'll get to the Tosfos. The Idach, and what's the second one? The Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, HaKosev Kol Nechasov L'Ishto. Someone who writes a Shtar Matana, who's a Shchiv Meira, he writes a Shtar Matana, he's giving all of his Nechasim to his wife, meaning he's going to bypass the rules of Yerusha and give all his possessions to his wife as opposed to his children, right? And he has children. The case obviously is where he has children who are roy to inherit him. Lo asa el apitropia. She doesn't make her the owner. She doesn't make her really the benefactor. Just makes her the executor of the estate. She's in charge of the estate to give her some chashivas. That's number two. And number three, v'idach, the amar of Chananya, hamasi isha livno gadol b'bayis kano. In the olden days, they used to make this sort of like a house, the chuppah house or something like that, that they would give. So if the case was, it was the his oldest child. Hamasi Ishu Livno Gadol B'Bayis. I don't know if it's his oldest child or his older child. And he sets aside a certain house where they can have the chuppah there. The assumption is that he's really giving it to that son, and the son is going to keep that house. So Rashi said that Hilchus Lo Taima meant, and we just said that it was like a Malacha Moshe Mishinai. There's no reason. So look at Potosos Ki Hilchus Lo Taima. He says, that's not the case. Perish, Masha Moel Liknos. It's the mechanism by how it works. That's, there's no reason. Just think about Mamach Lashtim. How does it work? There's no Kinyon. Just say words. There's no Sudor. There's no nothing. There's no Kinyon. Instead of paying me, you pay him. It doesn't work in the normal realms of Kinyonim. You have to do something. And here we're avoiding this concept of Kinyonim. So he says, Perish Mashimo Liknos Avaltam Yesh Lama Tiktu Chachamim Mamach Lashtim. There's certainly a reason behind there's a logical reason behind the concept of Mamach Lashtim, right? Tiknu Shelo Yitzarech Litroach Vilasos Kinyonim. It's because you don't want to have this Tircha of Kinyonim. You have a marketplace. A marketplace where a lot of people, maybe not walking, I don't know, I'm not involved, maybe people aren't walking around with cash, but they're walking around, they have loans, and they have credit, and they have debt by certain places. So in order to increase the liquidity in the market, and to have a run, a free-flowing market, you could say you can buy and sell the debt and the credit without typical kinyanim. Debt and kinyanim are very difficult, and maybe you don't have a shtar, so just do it like that, and you can get, and you can increase the liquidity in the market. So that's for Mama Shlushtam. And then a typical person does not bypass completely the concept of Yerusha. So what's the reason why he's giving everything to his wife? It's the idea is that he wants his wife, his widow, to be viewed as an important person. So by making her an executor of the estate, it makes that she still maintains that that air of importance. To say that he's going to make her important and then totally destroy the concept of Yerusha, that's not something that Chachamim are willing to do. So that's how it works. Even though like from a Kenyan standpoint, he's a matnas shchibiros k'masur n'ksuvim dami. We'll see that. We saw that already. We'll see that plenty of times. That's still not considered. That's we're going to go away from that Kenyan. Change the concept of kinyanim and say that she's only an apitropos. And umesi isha livno kishaav masir komashi yeshlo minavayis samchele das the ben. It's a gemara in Bava Basra that says that the ben has smichus das. That's maybe one of the reasons why he's getting married and doing this whole concept, this whole idea. So it's because of the smichus das of the son. We want to maintain, I guess, the shalom bias between the father and the son, and say that in these instances the son keeps the house. So it's not that there's no reason behind the takana. It's just that the mechanism of how the takana works lacks reason in the regular concept of kinyana. Okay. Actually, I saw this is from Nachum Perkovitz. He says that he makes it even thinner. He says there's no reason in how. He says there's two parts to a kinyan. There's the makne and the kone. So the makne, you have to take it out of his rishus, and the kone brings it into his rishus. So the kone bringing it into rishus in all these cases, it's not such a big deal. It's because he can accept upon it anything he wants. The second guy. The idea is getting it out of the person's rishus to start with. How do we get it out of his rishus? All right, it's a little more.
We were asking that question yesterday. How do you call it a slave?
How are you calling it a slave? It's like our cause. However you call it a karka, you're calling it a slave.
How do you walk it?
What?
You can do shtar.
Shtar.
If you pick up a slave, put it down.
Pick up a slave, put it down. I don't know.
Shtar's not enough.
I don't know if hagbala works.
Shtar's not enough.
Why?
you can
do.
The
there's another mitzvah to kinyanim. That's other kinyanim as well. But I think. However you. That's a chazakah. But I think how you. I think you. You could do a star.
Star.
I think star works for karka. Sure, that's how it works. Yeah, it's karkos. He doesn't have the star.
It works in how you separate how what property is yours. I don't think that's the mechanism to acquire the property.
I believe so. So look, we got.
You could acquire property kesef also.
Right. Kesef star and chazaka.
Kesef star and chazaka. That's kesef
shabbat. Chazaka is anything. Chazaka is proof.
No, no, that's different types of chazaka. You're talking.
You pay for animal, but the animal's
not. No, the animal's not yours. Do you do mashicha? Correct.
Right.
But by karka, you don't. There is no mashicha by karka.
So
no, that's why that's only one part of that's one of the ways of being called in the karka.
So why would it ever be?
We're not talking about Evan. Let's totally off topic. Okay, the Gemara goes back. The Gemara goes back now to deal about the deal with Mamet Shlashtam. So bring a bunch of meisim, a bunch of occurrences that took place by Amorayim that were machna to each other via Mamet Shlashtam. So Amar Le Rav Rav Acha Bardula. Rav says to Rav Acha Bardula. Kaba de Morika, you have a kab of saffron, I think. Isle gabach, that I have a picadon by you, that's mine. Yahave liploni, give that saffron now. You owe it to Ploni. Give it to Joe. Bape, and they did it in front of Joe when Joe was there. Kamidalach, I'm saying in front of Joe. The lo yahadron bay, so I won't be able to retract. I'm giving it straight in front, so I won't be able to track. I'm doing it in front of him. But Mashmah, he could do it like that without Joe there. I don't know how he could do that without. He has to be there. So the Gemara says, Michlal de Iboy Hadarbey Matsi Hadarbey. You tell me to say that if he wanted to be Hadarbey, he would be able to. He can't be Hadarbey. So Hachikamar Devarim Halalu lo nitnu l'chazara. He means, no, since Joe is here, what I'm saying now, I'm not able to retract it. That's the halacha. That the halacha is by Mamach Lashdan, it's a valid kinyan, I can't retract. All three parties are there. If all three parties are there, you can't retract. So Gemara says, well, why are you telling me that now? Everybody learned that. He says, ha, amar of chizda, zimna. Amar rav, chad, zimna. Rav already said that once. Right? The amar of huna, amar rav, manali biyadcha, tnei luploni, bimamach loshtam kona, the makabos kona. When you say you kona, that means all that goes into the third party's hands. We can't retract from a kinyan. So why are you telling me now, though, with this item, I can't retract? You already told me you can't retract. So Gemara says you maybe thought, I'm not sure why, but you may have thought there would be a difference between an item that has a large value item and a small value item. He says, Ime ahi, hava amina hanimili matana maruba, with a large item, like a mana, $100. That's a large thing, so therefore, you know, you need with the mamach lashdan, and everyone's there, you can't retract. Ava matana muetes, but a small thing, like this kav karkam, loli boyed bifanov. Maybe something small like that, you wouldn't even need the third party there. Because it's insignificant. The idea that you have the third party there is to create, I think what the Gemara is trying to say is that in order to have the third party there is to create the smichas das. It's to create this idea that you can't retract. So if the third party is there, I'm not going to retract. The guy's right there. So, but I would need him there for something significant. But if something's not significant, then I would have smichas das even if he wasn't there. Kamash Malan, then no. You have to have the third party there, no matter whether the item being transferred is what's deemed significant or deemed less significant. Who makes a determination? I don't know.
They're about to set forth a mechanism. Mechanism that
right. Applies to so it. I'm not sure what the Havamina is what you're asking. Yeah, agreed. Okay. Next case. Hanhu Ginoe. You had these gardeners or sharecroppers. I mean, Rashi says, where was it?
Vegetable gardeners.
Right, he says, "Bale gina mochre yerek." So I guess they would rent out land, and then they would produce and sell it, and I guess they would pay back the landlord. Right. So Hanu, I don't know if they're sharecroppers because they're not giving a portion to the owner. They're paying him.
It's a rental.
It's a rental. Right. So Hanu gina a the avid chushbina. They're partners. So they made a cheshbon amongst themselves. End of the year, they made a cheshbon. Bahade hadadi. Pash Chamesh Istri Zuzi Gabi Chad Minayu. It turns out that one guy owes the partnership 5 zuz. He has 5 zuz in his hands. So they said to him, you know what? The 5 of us here, instead of distributing, you know, one to each, to each of us that you owe, you know, pay the landlord. Take that money. We owe the landlord. Pay the landlord with that money that's left over. So Amrale, Yahavinu Nihile Lemariara. Go give it to the Balakarka. So, and they said that ba'ape mara ara. They said it in front of the landlord. So it's a mamach lashdan. It's more than shloshdan, but the concept is mamach lashdan. The money that you owe us, pay to him, and he's there. And not only that, konimine, you made some sort of kinyan sudor or something like that. I guess, or to show real gemiras das, they made this kinyan. They made a kinyan sudor, only kinyan I can think of. They made a kinyan sudor to validate or to emphasize his obligation. So l'sof. In the end, this partner, who was deemed to now owe money, said it didn't make sense. He went back and did his own cheshbon. L'sof, other cheshbon ben dilei l'nashe, he made a cheshbon again. Lo pashka bev lo mini. And it turns out he doesn't owe them anything. They made a mistake. Okay, the question is, why is he believed? So we'll see that in a second. So, lo pashka bev lo mini. So, us the comrade Rav Nachman, he came in front of Rav Nachman, he said, listen, what am I supposed to do? I don't owe them the money. So, Rav Nachman, Tosis points out, Rav Nachman thought that he wanted to be chozer from the Mamach Lashtim in the Kinyan. He didn't realize that what he's coming for is they're saying that it was a tos. So, us the comrade Rav Nachman, Amalei, Rav Nachman says to him, Maya Vidlach, what can I do? Chad Adam Ravun Amarav, that you do Mamach Lashtim, it's Kone. And number two, we're owed Hakone Minach. You made this Kinyan Suda. Some of the Rava, so Rava says to Rav Nachman, no, Rebbe, you misunderstood. Atu hai mika amar lo yehivna, the leka gabai ka amar. He's not saying I don't want to pay, that I want to retract on the mamach lashdan. He's saying I don't owe them. It's a tos. So amar le, oh, im kain, if that's a mistake, im kain kinyan batosu, the kol kinyan batos choser. It's a kinyan to mechatos. It's a kinyan batos, you can retract. But the whole idea of a kinyan is that you have gemiras das. But the gemiras das is always meant to take place on a certain set of facts. Right. If those facts are incorrect, then you don't have gemiras das. So how is he believed? The guy, he goes to his own house, and he makes his own cheshbon. All of a sudden, he's correct. So Tosfos says exactly. Tosfos says Peirush. The Tosfos below Pash Peirush Rabbeinu Chanan of a Kain Rabbeinu Tam Shahayu Bali Dinim Modim Lo. Either the other guard said, you know what? They saw the legend. They said, you're right. He had a better spreadsheet. Oh, Hayu Hadavar Yadua Beedus Brura Blo Pashkabe Mide. Somehow it was known. He wouldn't be believed on his own that he's right, because Tosfos says Diminavshe Ein Neman Lomar. You can't just say I made a mistake for what I admitted. That doesn't work. So it doesn't work, right? And the Tosfos says maybe as amigo, but the idea is that he had to have some sort of raya, some sort of proof in order for him to be neman.
So what if all three of them would have realized the mistake?
Well, that's what Tosfos says. They all agreed. The modim
lo. No. I mean initially.
Well, then they would have made the kinyan.
Right, after they made the kid.
What's the difference? The three made figured out, or he made figured out?
He has a reason to go back and calculate. He was
the initiator and realized that there's a mistake here. They agreed to him.
If he went,
he made a calculation. The other guys, you owe me money. I'm gonna recalculate.
Right.
If one of the guys is a good guy and recalculates, in the Hanami. So then, and everyone agrees to him, and also.
The landlord and the person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He did agree.
Right, he agreed all the way through. He made a mamash lashtim and he made a kinyan.
He's actually one of the bachos for the rent anyways.
He owes the rent as well.
Sure.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But now he's saying, why are you taking it all from me? Why is it all on me?
Right.
He only owes to all his portion, not the whole thing.
The landlord can collect from him regardless of the whole thing.
The landlord cannot collect from him the whole thing, not based on this.
No, based on the fact that he's one of the shutfas in
the... No, you see, it depends on what their shutfas is. Okay. So now... That was another din of Rav. Itmar. Okay, we learned. Holich mana leploni shani chayavlo. I don't think this is mamach lashtam, but this is... Guy says, okay, I said, Mati, take this money to find Shia, to give him the money that I owe him. Shani chayavlo. Amar Rav. Rav says, chayav achariuso. I, the borrower, right? Okay, she is the lender. I'm the borrower. Mati's the shliach. So I, the borrower, am still responsible if something happens along the way. You know, someone assaults Mati and takes the money. Suddenly it's not his fault. I'm still responsible to pay back. I mean, the fact that I gave it to Mati is not enough to absolve my obligation to pay back Shia. However, the...
Why wouldn't it be a shangatino?
What?
Why wouldn't it be a shangatino?
Why is he not?
Right,
and therefore,
because
there's a shul, so therefore he's potter, right? the imba lachzor. But let's say I want to retract. I say, you know, for whatever reason, I'm afraid. Imba is going to one of his crazy buildings in the Bronx. I'm afraid what's going to happen there. I don't want him to have the money. So I want to take it back. I'll take it back. Then I can't. In a choser, it can't be choser because we're going to say that he was koneh, he was semi-koneh on behalf of Shia, because it's sort of a zechus. Maybe it's a zechus that he's being paid back. Shmuel says no. Mitok shechai b'achriyoso im balachzor choser. It's the flip side of the same coin. if I still have liability, then I have the ability to retract. It's part of the same. What? So leima b'hakim iflagi. Maybe this is what their machlokus is. Demar savar rav holds holech kischidami. Remember, I said holech mana leploni. The word holech. It's going to be throughout this Masech, we're trying to figure out. When I say the word holich, does that just mean to take it? Or does that mean acquire it on behalf and take it? So it's holich kischi. So Rav says, yeah, holich is kischi dummy. Holich is kischi dummy. And therefore Rashi says, hilkach einu choser. Therefore you're not choser. I don't know if you see the Rashi. I don't know how your Gemara is set up. There's like Hagosa Tzionim on the side, and then there's a Dibur Maskel Rav Sover. Maybe, I don't know if you have that. David, you're not going to have that in yours. You guys have it in the article. I don't know where it's set up. You have it, David. You have it. Okay. So Rav Savar Holech Kischi Dami Hilchach Einu Choser Umiyu. However, Chayav Achriyuso Shehamal VeLo Tzivo L'Moshim L'Zeh. You never asked me to give it to him. So it's only a partial. So he's zochet for in your behalf. In other words, he's zochet to take it out of my hands. But he's not zochet to bring it into your hands just yet because you never asked him. He's not your shliach. He's my shliach. So I don't have the right to retract. But I still have the obligation because it may not be a benefit to you yet until you actually get it into your hands. Who says that he's better? It's better off for you to him have it than for me to have it.
I mean, well, the achrayis, he doesn't.
What? I have the achrayis.
He's not my shliach, he's your shliach.
Correct.
Right.
But he's your shliach to the only in the sense that he takes it out of my hands. I mean, I can't retract.
It's retractable because it's not kosher lefanav.
Correct. Okay, Umar Sofer and Shmuel says, Holich lav kaskhi dami. Holich is not kaskhi. When I gave it to him, he wasn't zocha anything on your behalf. He's all completely my shliach. That's why I still have liability, and that's why I can still retract. Okay, so Umar says, lo, no, that's not the machlokas. The kule alma holich kaskhi dami. Everyone agrees, in the typical case, everyone would agree that holich is kaskhi. The moment I say holich, this to somebody, it's as if you're zocha to him, because zocha no adam shalom afanav. But here, v'hachra b'hachem yifilgi, mar sava lo amri namigo, Rav will say, you don't say this migo, that I'm obligated, I can retract, and Shmuel, and Mar Sava, amri namigo, right? One says that you can't say the migo. So look at Rashi. The kule alma holich kaskhi dami, the next one. Klomar ba'alma, in a typical case, holich is chi dami. Everyone holds that if I say holich, it equals chi. That's Rav. That's going to be Rav Shita. V'im hayu b'matana. That's what I was giving to him in matana. I was giving Mati a present to give to Shia. I'm not chayv and achrayas for a matana. I don't have to give you the matana. So in that case, everyone would agree that he was zochi for it on your behalf fully, right? The lek achrayas molde Shmuel de eno chozer. But here Shmuel is going to say, because of this migo, because I have these achrayas, the holy chesri falls away. The migo basically trumps the holy chesri according to Shmuel.
That makes sense.
What exactly is a migo?
Migo just means sits. You think you think of migo in a different way. Migo just means since. Okay. Since I'm obligated in I still have liability. And then since I have the liability, I can retract. That's it. You're thinking about amigo, like a taino. You're thinking like a taino. That's no. Amigo just means since. This is in the simple form of amigo.
So if I give someone a present,
amigo always means since.
Right.
Even in the context.
I understand that, but this is meaning in the simple sense.
If I give someone a lottery ticket, give this to Joe. I want to give him a present.
Right.
Switch it for it. I can switch it.
No.
The minute he takes it, he's
no. Zochah for it. Correct. That's if you hold holech kaskhi dami and you use the holech language, the second I give it to him,
I like those numbers better, so I want to switch.
Once you gave it, according to this, once you give it over by the matana, you're done. That's it. Holech kaskhi dami.
You can't eat.
Okay. Next. So now we're going to see a braisa that supports Rav, right? Tanya kavasi de Rav. Again, Rav makes this bifurcation that he can, because holich kaskhi, I can't retract, but I still have the liability. So I mean the borrower. So Tanya kavasi de Rav. So the braisa that says that you have a case, this must be a Tosefta, case that someone gives money in the hands of a shliach to give to his creditor in order to pay his loan, and the borrower says to the shliach one of the following Lashonos. Holech mana leploni shani chayevlo. Holech this mana to so-and-so that I owe him. Tain mana leploni shani chayevlo. Or give it to him. Holech mana leploni pikadon shani shalobiyodi. Not, I don't owe him the money, but here's an actual object that he has that's been in my house. It's a pikadon that I have to give back to him. Or tain mana leploni pikadon shani shalobiyodi. Chayev achriyoso. In all these cases, the mishaleach is still chayev in the achrayas, because I'm not niftar from my chov until my creditor actually receives it. Again, the difference would be, is it my creditor appointed Mati as the shliach? Right. Then Mati's your shliach, then that's a different story. Right? So, chayev achriyoso, the imbal achzor eino chozer, and if I want to retract, I can't retract.
I don't know what it is, but in the case where you appoint Mati to pay me, and let's say lose it, he can't find it, then you pay me, then he finds the money.
Right, then he owes me money.
What happens then?
What do you mean?
He was zochah for me also. Whose money is that?
No. That doesn't work that way.
He was zochah for someone else.
He was over, but I already fulfilled my obligation. Now if he finds it, he owes it to me.
Sure.
Yeah, 100%. Of course. Zochah back to me.
But you can't retract at all.
I can't retract. Yeah, I'm not retracting. I already paid you. I bypassed that and gave you the money.
Now it turns into
he owes me.
Exactly.
For sure. It has to be. Okay. So the Gemara then says, the Gemara's not going to ask them on this Tosefta is clearly a raya to Rav. The Gemara asks, pikadon. Really, a pikadon? Lay. When it comes to a pikadon means I deposited this object to a certain person because I wanted him to watch it on my behalf. I trusted him to watch it for me. So now I'm going to say, in this case, you entrusted me with your pikadon, and now I'm going to give it to Mati to give to you. Gemara says, why can't I say, you know what, I can retract in a pikadon case. Let's separate a pikadon case from a money case, because in the pikadon you specifically entrusted me, and I can say, you know what, give it back to me, because you never would have wanted me to give it to him. You want me to hold on to it. That's why you entrusted me. That's what Gemara says. Pikadon, le'malei, let the mishaleach, meaning me, say to the shaliach, to Mati, ein mitzono, it's that the ratzon of Shia, the machid, shia pikadon biyad acher. And therefore, maybe in that case, I should be able to retract. So the Gemara says, basically, ein achanami, you're right, really you should retract, but the specific kimta, the case of the b'risa was, I'm Rebbe Zeir b'shehuch sa kafron. Well, I am already established, I am being the Nifkat, I guess, I've already established as being a guy who denies items. And therefore, it's going to be a big pain in the neck for you to come after me.
Or
the Shleyah? No, me. I'm the guy who's watching this Pikadon. I'm the shomer. Because I was only, maybe he asked for it once already, and I said, I don't have it. So I'm already Huxa Kafran. And so therefore, by me giving it to Mati, it's really a Zchus, so he doesn't have to deal with me being a liar. So therefore, he can take it. Okay. Okay, Rav Sheshes Havale Ashrata Desarbili. He had money based for some coats. I think he must have sold some coats on credit. B'Mechuza. He went to the marketplace in Mechuza. He sold some coats on credit. He was owed money from these people in Mechuza. Amr Le, so Rav Sheshes then says to Rav Yosef Barchama, Ba'hadei de'osis, when you go to Mechuza, Aitinu Nihile, go collect for me. So now he's appointing, that's the case I mentioned before. Now you're appointing them to get the money for you. So Azil, so Rav Yosef went to get the money from these from the merchants. Yahivnule, they gave him the money, and Amrle, and then they said to him, Nikniminach, make a kinyan with us, and so we can absolve ourselves from liability until it gets to his hands. So Gemara says, Amrle, Nikniminach, okay, fine, I'll do that. I'll accept the responsibility to absolve you guys. Amrle in, Lesof Ishtamat Lahu. And again, he didn't do it. He didn't absolve them of their liability. He's just a shliach. So ki asa legabe. So when Rav Yosef, I guess, came back to Rav Sheshes, Amr Le, so Rav Sheshes said to him, Shapir avadit, you did good by not taking upon yourself the achrayas. The lo shavis nafsheich eved lova liyishmalva. You know, you don't want to become a lova. Because in lova you have achrayas to other people. And this nachrina shapir avadit because eved lova yishlamalva. It's good for you because they're the lova. Let them be the ones. Let be the ones who are an evet to the malva, not you. You're not the lender, the borrower. You shouldn't be the one who's subservient to the malva. So Rashi says,
I don't get it. They made a kenyan.
They didn't make the kenyan. They didn't make the kenyan. They didn't make a kenyan. They asked him to make a kenyan. He said in, and then the besof ishtamit lehu.
Isn't an acceptance in?
I will make the kenyan. No, you have to do something to make a kenyan. A kenyan dvarim. He had it first. Right, read the case. Yahiv Nulehe, they gave him the money. And then they said, Amrilei, Nikneminach, make a Kenyan. He said, okay, yeah, sure, I'll make a Kenyan. All about Sof. But in the end, when it came time to make the Kenyan, Ishtamit Lehu, he didn't do it.
But Yosef Bechama appointed Rav
Sheshes. Rav Sheshes appointed Yosef Bechama.
Yes.
Yes.
So he was the person supposed to receive the money.
Right, so what I said before might have been wrong. But most likely is wrong.
So whatever, yeah.
Right, so he says that he didn't appoint them. I guess the idea, though, is that...
He had the achrayas regardless.
The lender, the borrowers had the achrayas regardless.
Regardless.
They had the achrayas regardless, yeah.
Yes.
Right, Toso seems to point that he says, Mashma, the bedin lo hayu cholim l'kofu l'hachsir. They could not force him to give it back. Afal gav lo huchzu kafronim, even though these guys aren't known as, you know, deniers. Hainim mishum de emes haya shushlucho. Because he was already appointed, he's the shliach. So I guess they could theoretically say, you know what, I don't want to give it to you. I want to give it back directly to him. Maybe that's their out. Someone comes to collect on their behalf money, and he says, you know what, I'm not giving it to you unless you accept upon yourself the responsibility. And once I give it to you, then my liability is out. And if you say no,
technically liability was out regardless because.
So now you're taking my words as gospel. I was wrong.
So,
I was wrong. I was wrong. Okay. All right. Rav Ach, similar case now. This is a Rav Achi b'Rav Yosha Havle Ispika de Kaspa ben Ardoi. He had some sort of keli, some silver vessel that was a hufka that was deposited by some people in Nahardah. So Amr Lahu le Rabbi Dostai bar Rabbi Yanai ul Rabbi Yosi bar Kefar. He says to Rav Dostai and Rabbi Yosi, Bahadid Asisu is Hayu Nahale. When you're there, you go back there, go get it for me. So Azul, they went to Nardai, Yahivi Nili, and they gave them this item. So Amri Lahu, so the Shomri Pikadim said to Rav Dostai and Rav Yosi, Niknu Minaichu, are you going to accept upon yourselves with a Kenyan that you are now Achrayas, you have liability for the Kli, that if something would happen along the way, we don't have to, he's not going to come back to us. So Amri Lahu, so they said, no, we're not going to do it. So Amri Lahu, so they said to them, the Shomri Pikadim said, if that's the case, Ahadri Nahalan, give it back to us. Give it back to us. So Rav Dosti Rav Adrini Halon, Rav Dostai Rav Yanai Amralu in. So Rav Dostai said, okay, here, I'll give it back to you. No problem. I'll give it back to you. And Rav Yosi Rav Kefa Amralu, he says, no, I'm not giving it back to you. You gave it to me, you're out. I'm taking it. So have a comment sourly. So they started beating him up. They started beating up Rav Yosi. So then they turned to Rav Dostai and Amrule, Chazimar Hechikovit, you see what's going on with this rabbi over here? You see what we're doing to him? So, and what does he respond to them? He says, Amale, Tov Ramale, you're doing good. Keep hitting him. Right? Rashi says, third Rashi on top, two Lashonos. Harbe Hiku, hit him more, Lashon Mori, or Lashon Acher, Tov Ramale, Yafer Ruyos HaMakasal. What you gave him was good. Either one Lashon was just, you were justified in hitting him, and another Lashon says, hit him even more. So what's going on here? Hit him even more. Some of Tov Ramale. So Ki Asu, so I get my understanding, I think they took back to Pikadon. They beat him up and they took back to Pikadon. So
he had what obligation did he have to take it in the first place? He didn't take it. He said he's not taking arthritis on it.
One guy said no. One guy said yes. So the guy who said
that he took it first,
they gave it to him first, and then they asked for arthritis. So one guy said,
take it back.
But the other guy said, I'm not giving it back to you. So they beat him up and they took it back from him. Yeah, they beat him up.
Why can't the guy who said yes just keep it? He said two people traveled.
So he was trying to keep it, but they beat him up and they took it back from him.
No. The guy who said, I'll take.
He didn't want to take responsibility.
He
didn't want to take the responsibility. He says, you're giving it to me and I have to take responsibility. Yeah, forget it. I didn't accept
that. Must you make that?
I don't know if there's a requirement here. I think if you want to transport the responsibility, then the shaliach has to accept upon it himself.
Right, but you have to actually articulate
that. Yeah, you have to make a kenyan. Yeah, you have to make a kenyan.
Don't beat him up. He runs into one accepted responsibility.
I'm not saying what you and I did.
So the mistake was he took it before they asked him?
I'm not saying what you and I would do. These guys beat him up. They said, you're not giving it back to us. We're beating you up. We took it back. So Kios Lugabes, they went back.
If I come to you at the airport, they take this to my kid in Israel.
Right.
Do I have to make an exchange? Oh, you take responsibility for the city. You take it. You don't understand.
So it's Tain Kishri. You have to figure it out. If it gets lost along the way, most likely, and I don't know if the airplane crashes, something happens and the luggage is destroyed, I'm not responsible.
Right.
I'm not going to be responsible. I'm not Shomer
Chinam. Here they're saying they're making that exchange for some reason.
Right, but what's the...
That's not true. If you take it with you and you leave it on top of your suitcase... conveyor belt, you're going to be liable.
If you're negligent, you're liable. Negligent. Okay, right. if you're a shomer chinam, then I'm potter. I would be potter. I'm a shomer chinam. It's just the rules of a shomer.
Right.
I mean, we'll get to that in Bava
Metzia. Why are they making that?
They wanted to make him fully responsible for everything, that they absolve themselves of any liability, as if they paid it back. And he says, no, I'm not taking upon myself that responsibility. And they say, okay, then give it back to us. So one guy said, here, I'll give it back to you.
And the other guy
says, no, I'm not going to give it back to you. I already took it for, I want to bring it back to the guy who said it. They say, you're not giving it back to us, and you're not accepting upon yourself responsibility. We're taking it back. And they took it back from him. So ki asu legabe, so they went back to Rav Achai, Amra Le, so Rav Yosi tells Rav Achai, Chazimar lo mistai. It's not enough that this guy didn't even help me. He also encouraged them.
Yeah.
So he turns to him and goes, what were you doing? So Amrle, Amai Tavid Hachi, why'd you behave this way? Amrle, Osamane Adam, those people who you gave the Pikadum to, Hain Amma. They were an Amma tall, Vikovan Amma, they had different types of clothing, I guess. Umidabri Michatsehe, and they had these deep voices. They were scary dudes, right? Ushmosei Muvolim, they had these wild names, Ardov, Irdov, Ufili Beresh. El Omrim Kfoso, if they told people in the shuk to tie somebody up, cope them, they would do it whatever they want. People would do their bidding. Omrim Harogo, if they told people they said kill this guy, Horgan, they would do whatever they wanted, people would do. So Eil Horgan was those dies. So if they would have defended him and they would have killed me those dies, meaning me, speaking himself the third person. Me not the Lianai Abba of Bar Kamosi. Who would give my father Abba a son like me? It was dangerous. I was scared for my life. I didn't want to do anything. I was scared. So Amrlei, so Rav Ache says to him, okay, so Bnei Adam Halalu Krovin L'Machosen, were they close to the government? Amrlei, hey, he said, yeah. Yesh Len Susin U'Pradim Shoratzim Achareim, did they have horses and mules that would run behind them? Amrlei, in, hey, he said, yeah, these guys were important people there. So Amrlei, Ihachi Shapar Rav Adel, yeah, you did the right thing. I think the right thing, what? That you gave him back to Pikadon? Or you gave the, so if he did the right thing by... Right, so then why did the other guy, why was the other guy sacrificing his life for the Pikadon? What was he doing? Right. If it was correct to say, to be sycophants to them and say, yeah, you're doing the right thing, so why did the other guy say no? He's going to sacrifice his life for a Pikadon? It's not one of the big three. I don't know. Okay. Now the Gemara goes...
He wasn't
maybe. Or he was a real kanoi. And he wanted to... I was sent as a shliach, I'm doing my shlichus. No matter what, I'm doing my shlichus.
When did the sender expect his friends to do? Take
that's also... another question. The sender didn't know that the people were holding his pikadon were these guys? Didn't he deposit it with them?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know. Nixon's first cash is on the mice. I don't know. This is what the mice was?
No, I'm saying, I forget that. What did he expect these two guys to take responsibility?
I guess he didn't expect them to beat them up. He didn't expect them, or maybe he expected them. I don't know. I don't know what he expected them. I wasn't there. I don't know. Okay.
Beat him up because you didn't want to take a cry.
Exactly. So, but the sender, but he's asking about the sender.
He beat him up because he wouldn't give the object back.
Right. Okay. No, either or. Either accept a Christ or give the object back.
Right.
And he said, I'm not accepting a Christ and I'm not giving the object back. So they beat him up and take it back. Okay.
Why are they worried in case they get lost, they're going to come beat me? What are they worried about?
They have people, you have certain people, certain halachas are very important to them. Certain things. They'll kill people, but they want to make sure that they pay back their money. Okay. Back. The Gemara goes back now to about the case of Holech Kisri. We said, whether I say holech, does that mean you're zoche, you acquire it on behalf of the benefactor? So, holech mana leploni. Someone says, take this money to so-and-so, mahalach, and the shliach goes to take it, ubitsho, right, the bishop of lomatzo, and he doesn't find him, because, they point out, because he's dead. That's why I'm not using any names in this case. But so he finds out, and the recipient is no longer here. So what do you do? So Tani Chado, one Bryce says, Yachsur l'mishalech. You give it back to the Mishalech. Tani Idach, another Bryce says, L'yorshim yishnishtalchulo. You give it to the Yorshim of the potential recipient. So what's... What? There's no debtor here.
But there might be.
No, it says,
yeah.
Give it to the Yorshim of the person who was sent, and being a Nifl. The one who was sent to. So because... Rizbar says, maybe this is the machlokas. Demar Savar, the one who says that you give it to the Yorshim of the potential recipient is because Holech Kischi. When I said Holech this money to so and so, he was already Zochet.
Right.
And then he died, so it was in his estate, goes to his Yorshim. Umar Savar Holech Lav Kischi. Holech is not equal Schi, so I gave it to you. It doesn't belong to the recipient until he receives it. He never received it, so bring it back to me. Okay, so Gemara says that. Maybe that's the machlokas. So Amar Rabbi Abba Ramemo, no, that's not the machlokas. Or there's no raya that's the machlokas. Because you could explain it as follows. The kule alma holech lav kischi. Everyone agrees that holech monoploni is not kischi. Aye, so why does one brisa say, bring it back, one brisa says, give it to the yarshim? For lokasha. Ha. The brisa that says you give the money back is bari. It's when the mishaleach, the sender, was a healthy individual. He's a healthy individual. Therefore, if the makaba matana dies, you return it to the mishaleach. But ha b'shchiv meira. But the second brisa, which says you give it to the yarshim of the recipient, it's talking about where the giver, where the mishaleach, was a shchiv meira, and he commanded to give over this money during his sickness. And by a shchiv meira, the din is, and this is machlokas, but the din is the dvarim kiksuvim mesurim dami. When he said he doesn't have to make a kinyan, his words are enough to create the kinyan. Same thing like by hektesh, amir lehedjot kamasira, right? Amir lehedjot kamasira behedjot. He makes his words create the kinyan. Therefore, by him, holech money leploni equals zechia. Normally, it doesn't, by Shechiv Merah it does. So in one case, the one Bryce is talking about where it's a healthy sender, and therefore it goes back to him. And the second Bryce is talking about a case where it was a Shechiv Merah sender, and therefore he was already Zochet to the recipient, and therefore the Yarshim get it. Razvid Amar, Razvid said, I'll give a different answer. Ha, v'ha, v'shechiv Merah. They're both talking about a case of a Shechiv Merah. Ha, the Israel Mekabel B'Shas Matan Mos. Ha, the Lesel Mekabel B'Shas Matan Mos. The Brisa that says that you give the money to the Yorshim is talking about a case where the Mekabel Matana was still alive when the Shechiv Merah gave the money to the Shliach. So he acquired it.
The Shechiv Merah is the giver.
The sender? Yes. It's got to be. The Shechiv Merah is the sender. So ha the Isel Mikabel Bishas Matan Mos. At the time that the Nosein, the sender, was giving the money to Shiliach, and he's a Shechiv Merah, the recipient is alive. So therefore the Shechiv Merah gave it to him right at that moment. Because Shechiv Merah came with Surim Dami. It's already done. But ha, the second Brisa, as we find out, the Lesel Mikabel Bishas Matan Mos. It turns out that the recipient was dead already. He was dead at the time that the Shechiv Merah made his declaration. So he didn't give it to anybody. Yes, Divrei Shechiv Merah considered as if it's like a kinyan, but there has to be a recipient on the other side. If the recipient's dead, one second, if the recipient's dead, then there's nobody there to receive it.
The case of Shalik Van Lekloy, he will hold up for Bikshu Meloy Matzo.
Right.
Who Meloy Matzo? He didn't find the guy once again.
The guy is dead.
Receiver.
Right.
The receiver's a Shechiv Merah.
No, that's not the case. That's the first case. Still. He didn't find him. Shechiv Merah is the guy who's giving the gift over. That's not a Shechiv Merah. That's a dead guy. It's a different person.
No, he's alive and he gave it to him, but he died on the way.
No, who says he's died on the way? He could have been dead for years. Nobody had Twitter. They didn't know.
It can never be anybody else.
The Shechiv Merah is the giver. Divrei Shechiv Merah Kimisurim Nesunim Dami is a giver. The guy who's giving the money is the Shechiv Merah. The other guy is the Shechiv Merah. Who cares? Was he alive or was he not alive at the time that it was made? It doesn't make a difference whether it's Shechiv Merah or not. Right. Shechiv Merah, the halachic concept of Shechiv Merah only has impact. I'm talking about a guy giving over kinyanim, giving over items.
Well, he gives it over without any sort of...
All right, let's go a little further. We have 4 minutes. Okay. Rav Papa Amar Haba Haba Bari. Both cases are talking about where the giver is a healthy individual. And ha, the brisa that says that you give the money back to the mishalech, that's the meis mikabel b'chayi nosein. In other words, it's not a Shechiv Merah case. It's just a case of a healthy guy. He's giving the money. He goes out and finds out that the recipient is dead. When did the recipient die? If the recipient died before, then...
Before they got it.
Then he doesn't accept anything.
Right.
Ha, the brisa that says that you give the money to the Yarshim is the Mish Nosein B'chai Mekabel. It's talking about a case where the Nosein dies. He's not a Shechiv Merah. He died. So he died. So then there's a halakha concept of that you have to do Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ameis. So therefore we're going to do that based on Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ameis. That brisa says you give it to the Yarshim. Okay.
That makes sense.
Lema. So now let's say Lema Holei Kisri Tanayi. Maybe the Machlokas, maybe the Katva Holei Kisri is a Machlokas Tanayim. Disanya with the following brisa. Holech mana leploni. Guy says, "Let me give this money to Ploni." But halach, and the shliach goes ubiksho, and he looks for him. V'lo matzo, and it turns out that the recipient is no longer there. So yachshul mishaleach. You bring it back to the mishaleach. Nes mishaleach. Let's say the mishaleach dies. Right, the mishaleach died. Rabbi Nassim Rabbi Yaakov Amru yachshul yorshim mishaleach. You give it back to the sender. Right, the Yesh Omrim, and there's a Yesh Omrim, which is interesting, because the Gemara in Horio says that Yesh Omrim is usually Rav Nassan, and here you have Rav Nassan and then a Yesh Omrim. So that's interesting over there. The Yesh Omrim, the Yorshim Mishtashchachalo. No, you give it to the recipient's Yorshim. In that case, they both are dead. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Omer, Mishnah Rabbi Yaakov, Shomer Shomer Meir, Mitzvah Kayim Divrei Ameis. There's a mitzvah to Mekayim Divrei Ameis, and therefore you give the money to the Yorshim Mekabel. Chacham Omer Yachloku, they say it's a suffix, so you split it. Bekan Omru, and here they said, here Ming Babel, they said, Kol Masha Yir Tishliach Yase. The shliach has the right to do whatever he wants. He can do the shulam like a shooter the daini. And Amar Shimon Hanasi al yodi hayamaisa. In my id has a maisa. It's always important to pass on like a maisa. Maisa rab. The al yodi hayamaisa. But Amar yachsul yarshim mishleif. They give it back to the inheritors of the sender. So my love, what maybe we should say that this is the following. This is the machlokas. But hakamivlagi the Tanakam who says that the money goes back to the mishaleach savar holech lav kisri. It's holech is not kisri. Therefore. He gave the money, couldn't find the recipient, bring it back to the Mishaleach. Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yaakov, who's they said that if the Mishaleach dies, you give the money back to the Mishaleach, so Yorshim, Nami Holech Lav Kisri. They also hold that Holech is not Kisri. And Afagav the Mace, and even though he died, Lo Armina Mitzvah Kain Divrei Mace. We don't say hold of the concept of Mitzvah Kain Divrei Mace, and therefore goes back to the Mishaleach. Vayesh Omrim, and the Yesh Omrim who said what? That you give it to the Yorshim of the potential recipient, they hold it kisri. So the moment you gave it to the moment you gave it over to the shliach, it belonged to the recipient. He died, doesn't matter. You gave it over to him, and therefore it belongs to his yorshim. Rabbi Yehuda, Anasi, Amar Mishim, Rabbi Yaakov, Shamar Mishim, Rabbi Meir, they said holach lav kisri. Therefore, it should theoretically go back to the mishaleach. But miyu, however, hecha de mix. But if the case is where the mishaleach died, we have mitzvah kain divrei meis, and therefore we go ahead and give the money to the yorshim. Armina mitzvah kain divrei meis. The chachamim or the chachamim say yachloku. We should split it. Misafkaluhu. They have a suffix. They have a suffix regarding these two halachas. There's a halacha of holech chisri and a halacha of mitzvah kain divrei meis. So the suffix to do yachloku. The khan, and khan we said shuda. We just let the shliach decide on his own what to do. And Rav Shimon Nasi brought a maisa to show us how the Chachamim were knowing in his generation, which was like Rabbi Nassim Ryakov, which said it went back to the Mishaleach. The Gemara tomorrow, I want to finish today, but the Gemara tomorrow is going to say, no, that's not the Machlokas. We're going to say the Machlokas is not Holech Kischi. We'll explain the Machlokas in this maisa different.